Okay, you're probably wondering why the title of my message today is Christ Sightings and not something about Mother's Day. Well, I do want to thank all the mothers who are here. And as a matter of fact, I'm really gratified to see so many people here. Usually when people know that I'm speaking, they stay away in droves. So thank you for being here. Several weeks ago, when I volunteered to give the message today, I had planned on speaking about Mother's Day. And those of you who know me for years know how close I was to my mother. And that's probably what you're expecting, a Mother's Day message. Well, in a way, it probably will be, hopefully. But God put something else on my heart. He wanted me to talk about His Son and to teach us all the things that He wanted us to know. And while I'm not really able to do all that, I am going to try to make a start at it. This is the dreaded evangelism that we all seek to ignore as much as we possibly can. But God told me, you can do both. You can talk about my son, you can talk about mothers. Because truly, there's not a lot of difference between motherhood and evangelism if you really stop and think about it. Mothers love their children, and evangelists, if they're doing it properly, love all of God's children. Mothers comfort their children, and evangelists bring the comfort to others through the Word of God. Mothers nurture their children and help them become mature adults. Evangelists nurture new Christians and help them mature in their faith. Mothers teach their children something that is now called interpersonal relationship skills, which used to be getting along with one another. And isn't it amazing that the world can use big words to describe something that small words will make more clear? Okay. But evangelists teach us about our relationship with Jesus Christ. And hopefully mothers also teach their children about God. The Jewish people have an interesting precept which says, you are who your mother is. And what they mean by that is, if your mother is Jewish, you're Jewish. If your mother is Christian, you are considered Christian, and so on. Why do they say that? Because they know. They are realistic people, and they know that our mothers have the biggest influence over us of anybody. Mothers influence just about everything we do in our lives, including our worship experiences. But I have to say that I hope that the kind of teaching that parents are passing along to their children aren't the kind of teaching I received when I was young. When I was about 6 years old, we went to live with an aunt and uncle who, while my father was in the service, and they really didn't like us, like the idea of our being there. So their idea of teaching about God was to warn me that if I was bad, God was going to come down and in effect smite me with his mighty two-edged sword. And is it any wonder that it took me about 50 years before I accepted that God was in fact a loving God? But one thing that's common with most families is sharing with one another the experiences they've had in the past. How many times during a family gathering have you sat with your mother while she reminisced about the past? Or how many times have you shared stories with your children about the things that your parents did and the things that your brothers and sisters may have done? But when was the last time you gathered together to talk about the things you've seen Jesus doing in your life and in the lives of others? In the passage Fred read earlier, we learned that as followers of Christ, blessed are our eyes because they see and our ears because they hear. As followers of Jesus, we are privileged to see Jesus at work among us. Even though in Mark 16:19 it says, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, that means his disciples, he was taken up to heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. But I believe that Jesus is still right here with us in everything that we do. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus tells us that wherever two or more are gathered in his name, he is there with us. And in John 14:23, it says, he and the Father will come to live with those who are obedient to him. And his parting words to his disciples in Matthew 28:20 are, surely I will be with you even to the end of the age. We see Jesus at work every day in our lives, but may fail to recognize him. It took me a while to understand that the things that I see happening to me and around me are not just coincidences. Let me give you a few examples from my own life, and you'll probably see what I'm getting at. It was not just coincidence that there was a Bible near me when my mother was dying at Beebe Hospital. That Bible was there even before I knew I needed one. I know you can say that the Gideons placed it there, but I firmly believe that God led them to put it at just that place at that time. And it was not just coincidence that I met Reverend Pokish, Harry Moore, Keith Parcell, and others at a time when I was virtually alone and friendless, and they invited me to Bethel Church. It was not just coincidence that I met people like Edna Agnew, Ginny Beale, Doris Smith, Joan Moore, and many others who were to become my friends and encouragers when I needed them the most. When people wonder why I don't just say no when asked to do something, my first thought is, how do I say no to a God who has done so much for me? There's no way. But I've seen Jesus at work in the lives of others also. I've seen him heal those who were stricken with life-threatening illnesses. And yes, I've seen him take people home to be with him to spare them further suffering. Just as it says in Isaiah 57, good people pass away. The godly often die before their time, but nobody seems to care or wonder why. Nobody seems to understand that God is protecting them from the evil to come. For those who follow godly paths will rest in peace when they die. And to my way of thinking, that evil that he is protecting people from is the suffering and pain of illness. That's one of the things. A quotation in one of my daily devotionals said, and it's amazing how God does these things, because this quotation was in my devotional, I believe it was Thursday of this week when I was really working at doing this message. And it says that hope makes you see God's guiding hand, not only in the gentle and pleasant moments, but in the shadows of disappointment and darkness. God's hand is always working, and God and Jesus are always with us. I've seen him at work comforting those who are grieving the loss of loved ones by allowing them the joy of remembering the good times that they had with one another. And I don't want to upset Joan, but I did let her know that this was coming. But I saw Jesus work truly diligently in the last months of Harry Moore's life. One of Harry's wishes was to serve on the Staff Parish Relations Committee, which at that time had its full membership. Why in the world he wanted to serve on that committee, I will never know, being a member of the committee myself. But it was no coincidence that a sitting member of the committee chose to step down for personal reasons, thus allowing Harry to become part of the committee. I saw Jesus move in the heart of Gloria Addicks to compile a notebook of hymns, which just happened to be some of Harry's favorites. That notebook took pride of place in Harry's hospital room. I saw Jesus allow Harry time to return to his own home before he passed away, so that he could be among friends and family in a home that held so many good memories for him. And I've seen him bring the Moore family together even closer than they've ever been. They were always a close family, but in watching them through this period, I realized just how much they loved one another. And for someone like me who has no family, it was a beautiful thing to see. But I do have my church family, and that's another gift from God. So if you're wondering how, as a mother, nurturer, and teacher, you can share the love of Jesus Christ with family, friends, neighbors, and even strangers, just tell them what you've seen and heard and experienced in your own life and in the lives of those around you. You don't have to hit people over the head with the Bible like the movie evangelists do. Just be honest with everyone. And remember that our real work takes place outside these four walls. The purpose of all mothers, Christians, fathers, everyone, is to bring the good and loving news of Jesus Christ to all people in the community so that they can enjoy the benefits and love that we enjoy. Dear Lord, I pray that you will help all those who hear these words to remember what is said, to remember what is done, what they need to do. To remember, dear Lord, that Jesus Christ is the guiding force in our lives, always will be, and always has been. And it is in the name of Jesus Christ that I offer up these words today. And I pray that I have done him proud. Amen.